Good morning and welcome to the Markets Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 16th of May. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. If you need to, of course, you can always pause the slideshow here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast in this wonderful world of ours on the World Wide Web, you can head on over to markets.today.com.au and catch up with the disclaimer there and all the other goodies, of course, that we have on the website itself, rather than just in the email that you get from us a couple of times a day. All right, well, we had a positive finish for the week and the Dow very much oversold. A little bit of short covering, a little bit of bargain hunting going on, and a little bit of a relief rally from that oversold level. We did see a big bounce in the Dow up 1.47%, 466 points, 32,000 rather, 197. NASDAQ up 3.82%, 434 points. Big bounce in those NASDAQ stocks. As you would expect, it has been well and truly bashed over the head. So we did see a big relief rally and those bargain hunters out in force on Friday. The S&P 500, as is its wont, in the middle for diddle, up 2.39% or 94 points to 4,024, scraping above that 4,000 level. And of course, as you would expect, with all this optimism and buying going on, the one thing that people do love to sell is the hedges, and that is the VIX index. That was down 3 points or 9.13% to 29. I would expect to see that come under a little bit more pressure. But then again, at some stage, it will be good to be buying that. The US guys will start buying that probably under 24. So we'll see that happen at some stage. The SPY futures showing a rise of 54 points or 0.77%. So that bodes well for us today, 7,110 on those SPY futures. Looking across to commodities, big rise in the oil price. That just keeps on going higher, doesn't it? It's hard to see inflation getting under control with the oil price at $111.54 in Brent crude, $111.54 US a barrel, up nearly $4.10, 3.81%. WTI also pretty much in line now with Brent. There's something potentially significant about that, just not sure what it is. But $110.47 US for the oil price, $4.34, $4.34 up 4.09%. So a pretty good night all round for oil. In other commodities overnight, we had copper down 0.08, nickel down 1.58, aluminium down 1, zinc down 1.5, lead down 0.6, and tin having a bit of a rally up 1.5%. As a result of all this, you would have expected resources to come under a little bit of pressure, but no such thing. We had Freeport up 2%, Alcoa up nearly 6.9%, we had Anglo up 1.9%, we had Glencore up 1.4%, Vale up 1.8%, and Albemarle up 7.2%. The higher that oil price goes, the more pain US consumers and consumers around the world are going to be feeling at the petrol pump, the more they're going to be scratching their heads and looking at electric vehicles as a viable alternative to oil and the ICE, the internal combustion engine. So that is just going to be pushing those prices of lithium higher. We saw the gold price, though, come under pressure, down 0.7%, $12.80, $18.11.80. And the iron ore price steady, $130.93, up 77 cents or 0.59%. The Aussie dollar, $69.29. So a little bit of weakness in the gold sector, but don't forget, in Aussie dollar terms, maybe the Aussie gold price hasn't actually moved that much. That shock absorber in the currency really helping that Aussie dollar gold price. As far as the S&P 500 goes, there you can see the rally did peter out at one stage, but kicked towards the end of the session, closing up 2.39%. We had the likes of Apple up 3.2, Meta up 3.9, Google up 2.8, Microsoft up 2.3, Amazon 5.7%. Tesla 5.7% as well. Maybe Twitter not looking quite so good. That was down 9.7% as Elon Musk starts to get a few wobbles on Twitter. He's saying that there may be more fake accounts on Twitter than he possibly thought. Really? Netflix up 7.6%. The US bank's doing well. JP Morgan up 0.9%. Goldman up 2.5%. Citigroup up 2.3%. And Block up 11.1%. That volatility in Block continues. Part of that is due to the exposure to the Bitcoin price, which just makes it more and more volatile. Bitcoin up above 30,000, back up close to 31,000, up 4.10%. As far as major stories go, with safe havens and lack of better options, investors seem to be largely staying the course in stocks. We're seeing a bit of buy the dip going on. And some strategists see more pain ahead, though, as market internals not flashing real stress signs, not yet. Retail investors scaling back options trading level. Participation recently fell to lowest since March 2020. Option trading in the US is big, big business, and retail traders do get set in option trades. Then they spread the love, spread the stories on those Reddit forums about positions, etc. So option trading has been a big driver of this market. Stronger dollar should help dampen US inflation, but also causes problems for the rest of the global economy. And tech companies forced to cut jobs, slow cash burn as valuations and grow at all cost mentality has come under pressure amid monetary policy shift. And the US and its allies pursuing a new global trade strategy called friendshoring. You'll probably hear a bit more about this, that limits activity to a tighter circle of trusted nations. And Shanghai is to gradually begin reopening businesses such as shopping malls, department stores and supermarkets. Starting today, that's probably a pretty good sign. What to expect today? One of Australia's most high-profile and most successful investors, Mark Carnegie, says it's crypto's had its Lehman moment with the Terra USD moment last week. Auckland passenger numbers down 57.9% on pre-pandemic numbers. And CVC is looking at a high-profile tilt at Brambles, worth around $20 billion. Brambles has addressed the market this morning with an announcement saying that it had been approached with a non-binding, etc. offer from CVC. So it'll be good to see how Brambles looks today, but certainly that will kickstart the Brambles share price. Goldman Sachs lowered its year-end forecast for the S&P 500 by 8.5% to 4,300. The S&P 500 at the moment is 4,024, so that does give a little bit of around 8%, I guess, upside in the S&P 500. And that assumes no recession and implies a PE target for the end of year unchanged at 17 times. Westgold this morning has reported Q3 gold production of 65,426 ounces with the all-in sustaining costs of $1,759 in Australian dollars, tracking to FY22 production and cost guidance. Big article today as well in the AFR on Jupiter Mines, manganese producer in South Africa. Stock we've held in the small cap portfolio for a long time, pays a big fat dividend. But there are a new management team and a new board team. There's a number of M&A opportunities, and they do think that Jupiter's could just be starting to wake up. Manganese, one of the crucial metals, of course, in electric motors and the whole EV scenario. Question of the day today. Of course, the market had a good bounce on Friday, having had a pretty shocking day on Thursday. It got back what it lost on Friday, 134 points on Friday. So what is your best bounce stock? In the newsletter today, in Henry's Take, I've put in a bounce basket, six stocks which have been overdone, which are geared to a bounce, I guess. And it'd be interesting to see how they track. But certainly, despite the 130-odd points on Friday, the market has still been whacked, and that only really recovered what it fell on Thursday. So we have fallen from around 7,600 to around 7,100. So it's been a pretty nasty time for investors with the sell in May and go away, or that fat and happy at Easter theory that I have. So what is your best bounce stock? What is the stock that you think offers the most leverage to the bounce that we have in train at the moment? Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can head on over to the Marcus discussion Facebook group, and always great thoughts, insights and ideas over there. Great contributions. 3,500 plus members. Members helping members is our motto there. And the Marcus Strategy podcast out at lunchtime. That's our morning meeting. Fly on the wall, look at what we're talking and thinking about. And of course, there's the On the Desk podcast, where the team in Melbourne talk about markets and all things financial. And my On the Couch podcast, I had hoped to bring you James Hawkins from L1 Catalyst Fund, but scheduling on Friday was a bit of an issue, but I'm recording that today at 11 o'clock, so hopefully that will be out on Tuesday, depending on how much editing it does take. So that should be quite interesting. James Hawkins has been one of the most successful fund managers around and has been very good acquisition, I guess, for L1 Capital to run that Catalyst Fund, which has produced some great results. So looking forward to chatting with James later today. But that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. May the trading gods be with you. Thank you.